its blood and treasure invested in the war in Iraq, the United States can no longer lord it over other great powers as the sole superpower.
Senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
When the Bush administration insists on a missile shield based partly in Russia's backyard in Poland and the Czech Republic, President Vladimir Putin strikes back by suspending Russian participation in the Treaty on Conventional Forces in Europe. When the U.S. clamps down on tainted food from China, China strikes back by banning the import of some chicken and pork products from the U.S. A beleaguered America has also begun to discover the attractions of what Harvard Dean Joseph Nye calls soft power, translated as how to make friends and influence people. And so, after 4 years of trying to pressure North Korea to give up its nuclear pretensions, the U.S. is advised that a nuclear reactor is starting to be shut down and opened for inspection more or less with the arrival of 6,200 tons of heavy fuel oil from South Korea. In Pakistan, where a truce between the government and fierce northern tribes has broken down in heavy clashes, the United States is pouring in aid money to the tribal areas as part of a Hearts and Minds campaign, $750 million over 5 years. And finally, in Iraq, where American forces have generally tilted toward the Shiite-led Maliki government, American troops have started patrolling alongside Sunni militiamen. All of these events have one thing in common. The United States is less inclined than it's been in the past to throw its military weight around. It may be that money and fuel oil are sometimes more effective than artillery. This is Daniel Shore.